Proclamation number 3187, dated the July 11th, 1944. Love is the most effective weapon against evil. The human being's most powerful weapon against all evil is love. Anyone in possession of love is protected by God Himself, because He dwells in him and truly everything must give way to His power. Evil takes flight from this weapon or allows itself to be overcome. For love is its most effective foe, which it cannot bear up against. Love subjugates everything that comes into contact with it, if it does not visibly escape from it. This is why love will always be a person's most effective weapon. He will always be successful in battle and need not fear anything if he uses this weapon to fight with. This should be heeded during every situation in life, during every dispute and above all during the final time of battle, when love itself will come under attack. For God's adversary will very strongly insist that even kind-hearted activity should be suppressed and thus made impossible to accomplish. He will put pressure on people into passing laws which will restrain the kind-hearted actions expected by God. He will not shy away from using people to declare something to be wrong, which alone corresponds to God's will. He will demand unkindness where God requests actions of love, because he can only triumph over people if they no longer use this weapon of love. And this denotes a great danger for the human soul, which must be fought against completely consciously. Therefore God admonishes people to continuous kind-hearted activity. He explains to them the blessings and the strength that person can draw from constant actions of love. He must not let himself be misled by secular laws and only ever do what his heart tells him to do, for without love he will descend into darkness and the adversary will have reached his goal. Love is divine, and he who remains in love carries God within himself and need not fear any power, regardless of how much it threatens him. He who remains in love inwardly resists the intentions of the world which is governed by the adversary. And this resistance cannot be broken by anyone, for the adversary's power is too weak to affect the strength of love. Love may not be banished or it would mean total downfall. Only those who love will live. Heartlessness, however, will inevitably result in the soul's death. It is the adversary's intended goal to pull all the souls striving towards the light into darkness. But he has no power over the one who lives a life of love, and he who lives in love shall also give love to his neighbor, so that he will recognize the strength of love and likewise strive for it by practicing love wherever the opportunity presents itself to him. Only someone having shaped himself into love will be strong in the coming time. He will not be afraid of anything, he will try to balance each onslaught with love and he will erect a wall around himself which no one will be able to pull down. Love is the mightiest factor on earth, it is the key to wisdom, it is the bridge into eternal life, it is the guarantee for God's love. And thus it also signifies light and strength, and both are life, enabling the soul to be active in all wisdom for all eternity. Only love leads to the goal, only through love will the soul in the human being attain the original state again, only love brings God closer to him and may therefore never be excluded. And at no time ever should people give in to the laws which inhibit the activity of love and which is therefore always the work of the one who, as God's adversary, is devoid of all love and therefore fights against it. Amen.